As of now, only about 3 in 10 Americans in the age range to enter military service are qualified under current standards, either because of physical fitness issues or because of poor test scores or a lack of a high school diploma. Army officials say they're definitely interested in doing whatever they can to help influence better educational outcomes and better health among the nation's young people, but in the meantime, they also want to change their own recruiting criteria to look at broader measures of what's likely to make someone succeed in the military. Major General Alan Bachelet is the commander of the Army's recruiting command. He says the Army's current measures of recruiting quality only take into account a high school diploma and a recruit score on the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Test.
The part that we haven't really explored is the non-cognitive potential evaluation. So how do we get at more of a whole person determination on whether or not you can be successful in the Army or not? And industry is moving in that direction very quickly, and we're right there with them.
By current measures, none of the armed services have had much trouble getting top-notch recruits during the relatively sour economy of the past 6 years. In 2014, every service met its goals for quality, and by sheer numbers, the active duty Army and the National Guard met 100% of their recruiting goals, and the Army Reserve achieved about 91%. But as the economy improves, the military will increasingly be competing with private employers for the same pool of talent, even talent that's identified through non-cognitive measures. Lieutenant General James McConville is the Army's Deputy Chief of Staff for Personnel. He says the service is increasingly realizing that test scores are not the only good predictor of what will make a successful soldier, and the profiles of some of the Army's current enlisted and officer leadership is a testament to that.
If we looked at a lot of the general officers and took a look at maybe, you know, where they finished in West Point and some of those type of things that we see today, maybe they wouldn't have been the top one or two in their West Point class, but for some reason they were able to do this business for a while. Same thing with some of the folks. We got non-commissioned officers, we've got officers that they may have not, you know, had the highest SAT or GPA, but there's a desire, there's a resilience, there's this intensity, there's this passion, there's about being a member of a team. They may not have seemed to have the best attributes, but there's an inner drive that we can try to find that they will want to serve and they can be successful. So we're trying to identify this. It's a different way of looking at it.
Scientists at the Army Research Institute are beginning to look at ways to measure traits that don't show up on a standardized test. Bachelet says the questions include things like, how adaptable is the potential soldier to uncertain situations? How resilient might that soldier be when things get difficult?
Stick-to-itiveness, for lack of a better, scientific term, is something that we've found as a trait that allows soldiers to be more successful and more likely to complete their first term enlistments. So we're already doing a little bit of that, employing some tests that we administer to recruits. But we think there's great potential there to expand the usage of that non-cognitive screening. We also know that if you score about the mid-range on the ASVAB today, but you have strong markers, again, for lack of a better term, on non-cognitive, you are likely to do better than the immediate above the average. So, if you're in the 50 to 55% range, but you don't score well on a non-cognitive test, you may find someone who is less cognitively or academically skilled, but has strong personal characteristics, may in the long term be a much more adaptive soldier and a more higher performing one. So it's really fascinating kind of work that we're looking at, and we think it has great potential.
By coincidence or not, the Army's search for broader measures of recruiting quality appear to mesh closely with the Army's new operating concept that leaders unveiled this week in Washington. The strategy emphasizes the need for forces that can rapidly innovate in response to quickly unfolding crises around the world through a flexible blend of conventional and special operational forces. Again, Lieutenant General James McConville.
We've laid it out in the Army operating concept of what we think the future force should look like. And what we know is we need very resilient soldiers, soldiers that can handle, stress in a lot of different type of environments. We know we need agile and adaptive leaders that can handle things like, hey, you're not going to go to Afghanistan, you're going to go to Liberia and work on Ebola. We know we need soldiers that really could be part of cohesive teams that can come together. And it takes certain attributes to have that. So those are the type of people that we're looking for. And we're looking at science to help us identify those folks with non-cognitive. veterans.
The Army is also open to the idea of introducing some non-traditional avenues for officers and enlisted members to enter the military in the first place. The traditional route means an enlisted soldier goes through boot camp and slowly works her way into higher pay grades. An officer goes to West Point and progresses in much the same way. But Bachelet says the Army's also exploring the idea of letting citizens become soldiers during the midpoint in their professional careers, something it already does in some specialized occupations like doctors and chaplains.
You know, they come in from after having been successful in private practice, so we know how to do some of that. But we've never extended it more broadly beyond those specialty or professional areas. So we're taking a look at how you might be able to apply some of the lessons learned and the concepts that we use in bringing in those professionals more broadly to the enlisted force. Nothing's decided yet, but it looks like there's some merit to exploring that. The other thing is, you know, the way we define quality today is pretty narrow. It's that high school diploma and results on an ASVAB test. Maybe that needs to be looked at. You know, maybe there are other ways to define quality to get after those individual characteristics that we're looking for soldiers of Force 2025.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.com and 1500 AM.